April 11th. Our most profitable lessons are learned from failure, not success. Frank P. Davidson. Once when he was sick, exiled, and persecuted, Victor Hugo stood on an island seashore throwing stones into the water. A child came up and asked, "Why are you throwing stones in the water, sir?" Hugo smiled sadly. "Those are not stones, my child. What I am throwing away are my feelings of self-pity." Like Victor Hugo, Jesus did not have a high opinion of self-pity. He did not recognize poverty, hunger, sorrow, or abuse as acceptable reasons for it. "What happiness there is for you who are poor," Jesus said. "The kingdom of God is yours. What happiness there is for you who are now hungry, for you are going to be satisfied. What happiness for you who weep when the time comes for you to laugh with joy. What happiness it is when others hate you, insult you, smear your name, for you have a great reward awaiting you in heaven." Never let trouble trigger thoughts of self-pity. When trouble comes, it should trigger strength and gratitude inside you. If trouble turns your thoughts away from God and into yourself, watch out. Throw all thoughts of self-pity into the ocean or the nearest trash can. Offer all your self-pity up to God as a sacrifice and receive in its place God's gift for rejoicing. Dear Lord, let me always feel that my every misfortune is really your disguised mercy.